Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Saturday, gang. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, game day returns today on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Everton against Manchester United at 12:30. It is, of course, a massive game for both sides, and we'll hear from Ralf Rangnick speaking shortly. But first, here's Frank Lampard, who's reassured the fans he's doing everything he can for the club.
I understand the situation and the modern day. We hear it in radio, and the fans have passion. You know, they live and breathe this club. I do. I'm here for 5 minutes in football terms, and I live and breathe the club, and I want us to stay in the league. So I have to handle that because I have to do my job, and I can't tell the fans how to be. I can only ask them to turn up tomorrow and absolutely be behind us, as they have done since I've been here. We've won 4 out of 6 at Goodison. Our form is a contrast to away, and we have to keep that going, and it shows how strong we can be together. Our last game against Newcastle at home was fantastic, incredible. Everybody's talking about it's the best night we've had at Goodison for years and years. 2 weeks later, people are asking me different type of questions. That's the nature of football. So again, I have to stay very level-headed. But the fans, I understand all their emotions, and I'm absolutely giving everything to make sure that we can do it right by them.
Now, Aston Villa take on Spurs tonight, and TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of that game at 5:30. Antonio Conte has been speaking ahead of the match and says top four is still the priority.
I think that we have to try to go on to participate in the Champions League because you deserve to play this fantastic tournament. And for this reason, we want to try in this season to be in the race, no? To play the Champions League. Every game, and if you win, you get 2 points. And in this moment, we need to win for 3 points, because to take 3 points, it means that your table improve. You start to put pressure on your opponents or the other teams. They are in the same race of you for the 4th place. And I think this moment, until the end, there is Arsenal and United, West Ham, and also Wolverhampton, no? Because they are in a good position, no? It's important, and to win the derby, it's important to win specific games. But I think that it's important to win every time, because especially in the last part of the season.
Now, we're just 2 weeks away from Tyson Fury's big clash against Dillian White for the WBC heavyweight title, or WBCA, as I like to call it. Yesterday, Tyson Fury's promoter, Frankie Warren, joined Jim White and Simon Jordan on TalkSport. Simon went head-to-head against Frank on whether the undercard was good enough to justify the higher ticket prices.
I'm looking at the Groves Frotch undercard, which is in the same stadium, and I'm looking at James DeGale, I'm looking at Kevin Mitchell, I'm looking at Jamie McDonnell, I'm looking at Anthony Joshua, and I'm saying, you know, I get the dynamics of the challenges that you've got, but if I'm looking at a card with this kind of feature event for one of the biggest British fights for some time, which you've paid an enormous amount of money for, and the arguments that Dillian White and those guys put up about they could have got more money from someone else, yeah, they might have got more money from someone else, or, sorry, a bigger percentage from someone else, but they've got a bigger percentage of a smaller pot because you paid more money for it. But I do feel at a price point of £25, it's not a great undercard.
Well, I don't agree with you on that at all, obviously, Simon. They're fights, and fights are about being entertained, and they're even money fights. The low and ball fight is for the BC Silver Featherweight Championship that gets them into.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Rating. And the other one, the other fight does the same. Both those fights are competitive fights. You know, Kakachi's only lost one, as I said. Romero's won one. Kakachi's had a good few fights on BT. These are going to be good fights for the fans to watch. Competitive. Daniel Dubois, I'd love him to have been on the undercard, but unfortunately, he's now, it's fortunate for him, he's got the WBA heavyweight title fight, which has gone to Perspice, so he can't be on there. And I'd love to see him got the exposure on the card. Joe Joyce has got a broken wrist. I can't get him on there. Hamza Shiraz, who I'd love to everybody to have seen again on there, it's Ramadan, so he can't box. So that's where we are. So what we've done is make some real good quality fights that will be good fights to watch.
Now, Leeds take on Watford this afternoon at 3 p.m, and a lot of eyes will be on Calvin Phillips as the star man is set for his first start after 4 months out with a hamstring injury. He's been heavily linked to a move to Manchester United recently, and yesterday on the social on TalkSport 2, Adi Oladipo discussed the potential transfer.
A lot of papers, and I saw your tweet about it the other day as well, linking you with Calvin Phillips.
Yeah.
Now, our producer, Jeremy Fulham's a Leeds fan.
Yeah.
He thinks absolutely no chance would Calvin Phillips, like born and bred Leeds guy, Leeds legend.
Oh, he thinks he just wouldn't do it.
Would not do it. Not that United can't.
I think he would.
Feel free to turn around to Jeremy and explain. Jeremy would. I said that as well. I said he would go. Jeremy thinks absolutely not. No, Jeremy, explain yourself.
We canvassed opinion around the office on this, and it was quite overwhelming in favour of Calvin Phillips staying at Leeds, Addy. You do have to admit that.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, a lot of people said like he wouldn't go, yeah.
Look, Addy used the example for me yesterday of Alan Smith leaving. Alan Smith left in very different circumstances when Leeds had just been relegated and they were in financial ruin. And as much as Smith, you know, it was a great move for him, he said, look, I had to take this move because it was the club needed the money and no one else came in for him. I just don't think Phillips would go. I mean, he is the embodiment of Leeds' resurrection. There's murals of him in the city.
He can visit them on the weekend. That's not a problem. He can see his murals. That's fine.
He doesn't step foot in Leeds again if he goes to Manchester United. I mean, he might.
Oh, they disown him.
Oh yeah, well,
I know. Obviously, the rivalry is incredible, but Calvin Phillips, the chance to be part of a new Ten Hag system, to be an essential key part of that, yeah. I'm pretty sure he'll get that squad role. I think he goes.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Now, Arsenal host Brighton at 3 p.m. this afternoon. It will be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. We can hear from both managers speaking ahead of that match, Mikel Arteta. But first, Graham Harry Potter. He's been defending his side's poor goal-scoring record.
You guys speak about it a lot, and I think it's normal to speak about it, but football generally, as I understand the game, it's 90 minutes and it's quite low scoring. So generally, most people have a challenge with scoring goals. That's the game of football. We're not playing basketball. In training, you see the quality of the players, but also you understand that the Premier League has Premier League defenders and it's a low-scoring game, and so therefore, I think there's probably a handful of people that can make the difference at the Premier League, that can, you know, score and can do something. And so if there's a handful of people, then that means that the rest haven't got that, and you have to, you know, find a way, struggle, get a bit of luck, maximise everything you can to try to score, and that's what we'll try to do.
What they normally do, a team with a lot of personality, a coach that is very willing to play, that is really aggressive in the way they press, that wants to dominate the game, and they have good players to do that, and but they are really hard, difficult to beat. They don't concede a lot of chances and opportunities in open play or set pieces, and they are a threat. Really good. I really liked him since his previous jobs that he had before, even before he went to Swansea. I follow him, and I think he's a really, really good coach.
And we finished today's podcast with a bit of fun. Yesterday, Darren Bent was alongside me, of course, on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. And as always, on a Friday at 5, we have our top 5 at 5. And we picked our 5 favourite goalkeepers. Bentley slightly misunderstood the feature, as he just picked the goalkeeper he scored loads of goals against.
Number 5.
Might fall for Palacios. Away by Jeskalainen. Bent! Again, it's Chimbonda with the cross. It's a very good save from Jeskalainen, but he could only parry it. And what a smart finish again from Darren Bent.
Hold on. Are you just going to choose goalkeepers you've scored against?
No, but I choose Jeskalainen.
You so should have done that.
Jeskalainen is number 5, just simply. And you said his favourite goalkeepers, because I scored against him more than I scored against any other goalkeeper.
How many?
And I think that might have been about 13 times.
Wow. He must have known that. You would have told him, I'm guessing, probably. During the game.
I scored one Premier League hat-trick, and that was against him as well.
Is that who you scored? Just one Premier League hat-trick? Yeah. Where's that ball?
I think my dad's got it in his house.
Oh, you've got it. Okay.
Yeah, so...
You ever scored the perfect hat-trick?
No, I didn't know. Just a hat-trick.
Okay. But at any level, have you ever scored the perfect hat-trick?
I scored one in the Europa League. Was that perfect? Nope. No header. No.
Okay.
Walsall was out? No.
Walsall?
Yeah. That's my
calling out the big guns now.
That was my first ever one for Ipswich.
Was it really?
It was Walsall, yeah.
Oh, okay. Where all the balls, you've got them all, yeah?
Yeah, they're all over the place. Dotted about the house somewhere.
So you've over the West Wing. Yeah. You've chosen him because you just scored against him more than any other goalkeeper. Yeah. You must have fancied when you were taken to the field and you knew he was going to be in goal.
Yeah, it was one of them where, and even, do you know what's funny as well? Even when he went to West Ham, I scored against him.
Wow. Did you ever have a penalty against him?
Yeah, I scored that as well.
He never saved a penalty of yours.
UCS, that's nice. Do you know what, though? He's a good goalkeeper, though. He's one of them where, I mean, Sam Allardyce loved him, didn't he? Yeah. Pretty much took him.
He's one of those, I'm guessing, one of those goalkeepers. I didn't know him, but just a safe pair of hands. Yeah, he's not going to let you down.
Exactly. Good goalkeeper.
Yeah.
But yeah, I put him at number 5.
Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. A reminder that game day returns today and TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Everton against Man United. That one's at 12:30 and Aston Villa v Spurs at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Sheffield United against Bournemouth in the Championship. That one kicks off at 12:45 and Arsenal take on Brighton in the Premier League. That one's at 3. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on TalkSport on Monday night from 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. A reminder, of course, there will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and above all, come on, United!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.